Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Are you from, I think I did a thing on FedEx, answered a questionnaire.
Sure. Can you provide your zip code?
45014.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
Carol Burton.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address?
79 Twilight Drive, Fairfield, Ohio.
And finally, your email address?
CarolBurton28@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database.
I have what I guess is a confirmation number or something here, too.
It's okay. I've already located the account. I'm just waiting on the database to load up what you ordered.
Well, the thing is, I'm only supposed to pay shipping and handling for a mixer or whatever.
That's actually, so what that is that's a shipping and handling / entry fee, which enters you into a sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid mixer. And your chances of winning the KitchenAid mixer are 1 in 1,000. And then,
I gotta pay extra money, right?
No. Well, I mean, not necessarily. It depends on whether or not you cancel to prevent future charges, because the terms and conditions of the offer explain that you must cancel within 48 to 72 hours, or you will be charged for and you will become enrolled into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you will also be provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store. Miles, M-Y-L-E-S. And okay. Let's see here.
Now, I'm not paying something every month to enter a sweepstakes for something I thought I got for filling out information.
Okay, so I have canceled the account to prevent any future charges, so there will not be any future charges. And I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
And that cancellation number is C, like Charlie, 262-449-725.
Okay.
And I was
now
just interested. What about the KitchenAid mixer?
I'm sorry?
Was the question going to be, what about the KitchenAid mixer, or did I jump ahead too far?
I already paid $5 and something, so that stays on there, right? I have to pay that.
Well, that would be your entry fee to enter into the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid mixer. So you still have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the KitchenAid mixer, which is valued at here at Walmart, in the same color that you see the product offered on the offer that you took advantage of on the website, that one is listed at $429.99. That's the 5-quart KitchenAid Artisan Series Tilt Head Stand Mixer. Although I do see that the price on that one of the listings is $480.90. So that
no,
is
I don't want to be, I don't want to be registered in anything. I don't want to be charged for anything else.
No, you're not going to be charged for anything else whatsoever.
No.
I'm just telling you what the value of the actual item is. Yeah, so I mean, so you paid the $5.74, and you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning a. I suppose the mixer is valued at $430. So that's a pretty good deal if you actually win. I hope you win. I can't believe people pay that much money for a mixer, but I mean, if it's a professional kitchen, I suppose that would be different. But in for their home use, no. Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't pay $430 for a mixer. I'd get a much cheaper mixer than that. That is a lot of money for a mixer. But then again, because it's a sweepstakes in this case, of course it's going to be a high-dollar, high-value item, you know, because if you have, you know, all these people entering into the sweepstakes, then they're going to get the prize at the end. It's not just going to be like a little a $40 or $60 little mixer. It's going to be something really nice, like in this case, this KitchenAid mixer valued at, looks like $430, according to Walmart.
No, I'm really, I'm not interested in it. I had done this one other time with FedEx and got a little gift or whatever, and all I had to pay was shipping and handling, and it wasn't any sweepstakes or anything else. And none of that comes up until the very bottom. And the reason I went back and clicked on it is because something else that had come up got my attention, and I wound up calling and canceling it, or I would have been paying $50-something a month. So
yeah, in this case, you will not be paying anything a month. There will not be any future charges.
Okay.
Did I give you the cancellation number, C262-449-725? Did I give that to you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good deal, good deal. All righty, so I hope you win the sweepstakes. That'd be very cool if you win. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, just I'm not getting charged for anything else.
Oh, okay. Well, you're good to go. There will not be any charges in the future for anything else.
Okay, I appreciate it. You have a good day.
All right, you too. And I thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful Sunday.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.